Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Blowback from President Trump's decision to blow up boats off Venezuela, send covert CIA operatives into that country, and possibly carry out military strikes. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Venezuela's foreign ministry saying this type of maneuver aims to legitimize a regime change operation as its ultimate goal of having access to Venezuelan oil resources. It comes after the U.S. carried out its fifth deadly strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat off Venezuela.
Dozens of Pentagon reporters turned in their badges yesterday rather than agree to clear their stories with the government. Video verified by ABC News appears to show Hamas-linked gunmen carrying out a public execution of Gazans they suspect of helping Israel. As for the hostages, Hamas says right now there are no more remains to turn over. More than 130 students are quarantined in South Carolina in a measles outbreak. At one school, only 17% of students were vaccinated. This is ABC News. Growing anger over leaked messages from private group chats among some young Republicans. ABC's Faith Abube with that story.
New fallout after the leak of racist text messages linked to members of young Republican groups across the country. The website Politico says it obtained 7 months worth of messages from a group chat in which racist and anti-Semitic slurs were used more than 250 times. Politico says Peter Junta, who was the chair of the New York State Young Republicans, allegedly wrote in a text message, "Everyone that votes no is going to the gas chamber."
Vice President J.D. Vance dismissing the text messages as edgy, offensive jokes. New car prices continuing to rise nationwide. Kelley Blue Book reporting the average price for a new vehicle cracked the $50,000 mark for the first time ever. Economists say the tariffs on cars and car parts are a factor, but also a rush to buy electric vehicles before the tax breaks expired in September. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump still thinks he's a game show host at The Apprentice. Heard this great perspective about Tiffany not getting Trump's endorsement. If Josh Schumann feels like he's got to take some shots at Tiffany, which might weaken him, but it makes him look better to Trump to maybe get the endorsement, this is what Trump likes. He doesn't have any incentive to endorse Tiffany as long as he can keep playing him and Schumann off each other.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Tom Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
The Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game 3 tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. But this team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, and so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won 4 in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bourbons. Mostly cloudy today and a bit breezy with some scattered showers developing, maybe even a rumble of thunder, highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers mainly in the evening. Look for mostly cloudy skies otherwise, with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll get an update from Cindy Greening, who's helping organize the many No Kings rallies happening in dozens of Wisconsin hometowns on Saturday.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Kicking off Act 2 here on this gorgeous Sunday night in the state of Wisconsin, an absolutely beautiful day and an even more beautiful evening. Great to have you with me. Conrad Krieger working the board tonight. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite grouch? It is National Grouch Day. We will get caught up on texts in just a few minutes. We've got a few more minutes with our current guest, Mike Siegel. We will be back to Mike in just a moment. Coming up at 7:30 is Mr. Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison. He's going to tell us about some really, really cool shows coming up. And Kim Kardashian has new underwear. We covered that. And it even comes with hair. That's a
any color you want.
Any
too.
Color you want to go redhead down low south of the equator, go for it. Kim can hook you up. She's got all the sweet hookups. And we Conrad lamented about the Brewers. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. They could turn it around. Don't lose faith. Right.
Just yeah. For we got to do it for Uke.
Do it for Uke. That's right. You know what drove me crazy? I hate when people get like Ukers. That's totally legit. Bob Uecker's a legend.
Yeah.
In all aspects. But when the Cubs were doing their thing in 2016, they were like, do it for Grandpa Rossi. Like the catcher that they signed 4 years ago, who's on their team. I cannot stand that disingenuous stuff. Like they just liked him. So people would, it's like you obviously just became a fan because you don't play to win a World Series or a championship for the guy who you signed, who basically was a package deal with a pitcher. It was just weird.
That is weird. I know. I didn't hear that when they're in there.
Listen, don't badmouth my Cubs. I can do it, but you can't.
Okay.
I hope that, but Uecker, I mean, come on. That's a baseball legend like that. Mike Siegel is here, folks. He is a former VJ on VH1, and he's had his own, he almost had his own sitcom. Mike, you had a development deal with NBC. That was exciting. Was that, how different was that than VJing, actually acting?
Well, it was... Well, I mean, I always thought hosting was a natural progression from stand-up, you know? I mean, we started out as stand-ups, and so you're still being yourself, you know? So it was just kind of an extension of what I was doing on stage, but having a little bit of a script.
Right.
But acting is a whole different element, you know? I had to really, like, learn, and I had a lot thrown at me at once. So it was, you're kind of thrown into the fire. I didn't have a chance to get good. I mean, I could handle it right now a lot better than I could have handled it back then.
But, yeah.
You know, if it presents itself, you're only young once, and they only watch it when you're young. So there you go.
That's what
but,
I know.
But it was a great experience. You know, we had some pilots that never took off and that kind of thing. So, yeah, it was happening. It was on, when they told me I wasn't going to come back to VH1, a week later, I did the Montreal Comedy Festival with you.
Yeah. We were new faces.
Yeah, and the deal kind of came out of that. So I was really bummed that, you know, I was losing my... I went there knowing that I didn't have a job, you know, for 2 weeks after I got back. And so
oh, wow.
I was a little pressured. Like, man, if this didn't go well, I didn't know what I was going to do. But it actually turned out all right. But it was a weird time. But I loved my time there. I was only there 13 weeks, but it was great. I was kind of thinking of it because I just recently saw the Lilith Fair documentary.
Oh yeah,
I think it's on Amazon or something.
Okay.
But it was great, and we plugged it hard that summer of '97, and it brought back all these memories because it was like our whole playlist of what we were playing that year.
Right.
And I remember promoting it all the time, and I thought maybe they would send me to one of the live events, but I never did. The only one I did was the Milwaukee Summerfest. They sent me back to Milwaukee.
Of all the places, like send me somewhere. Send me somewhere where I spent my whole childhood.
Oh my God, Pete! I was like, I saw the list of all the places that we were going. It was called Rock Across America, and they were going to go to festivals all over that summer. And I was looking at the list, and at that time, I hadn't been to a lot of these places, like Portland and Seattle, and all these kind of cool places.
Right.
And I was really excited. And they go, Mike, we got your assignment. Where am I going? Milwaukee Summerfest. Are you kidding me?
You know your way around there, right?
Oh my God, I played it 5 times in the comedy tent. I know you must have.
I did. Yeah. It was terrible. Yeah. Terrible for comedy, but a great music festival, obviously.
Yeah, you sit there next to a roller coaster and a beer tent.
Where people are going just to cool off and get in the shade.
Yeah.
You know, it's this guy's talking.
Let's listen to this guy babble on.
Yeah, that was fun. That Montreal Comedy Festival, we had a great time up there, and I was very happy that you got that development deal. I wish it was me instead, but you know what? I faked it, and I congratulate. No, that was really a cool time and a really interesting process just to see you go through that. Like what is in, you know, what's expected of you, all that stuff. I remember you saying you got any ideas for sitcoms. They want to hear ideas. It was right like they did it on Seinfeld. You know, it's like you're coming up with ideas and that kind of stuff. So
suddenly I had to come up with something.
Yeah.
I had nothing.
What's coming up on Travel Tales? And, or answer this, where have you been lately, Mike? A really cool place you went to.
Oh, gosh. Florida. How about that?
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
I was in earlier this year. I was performing on a ship down in South America, and they dropped me off in the Rio de Janeiro. It was 3 days before Fat Tuesday. So it was during Carnival in Rio.
Wow.
And they were going to fly me straight home. And I went, you know what? Can you fly me back like 3 days from now? And they went, yeah. And I went, oh, great. So I think I got the last hotel room in Copacabana. And hung out there and it was amazing. You know, so that's the kind of thing that, you know, I try to take advantage of it. And doing cruises has its pluses and minuses, but I try to maximize the travel when I can. I went to Iceland last year for it, which is really great. So I got to go to some really cool places.
Yeah.
And tell jokes and get paid to do it. So that was kind of, that's cool. That's the best way to go.
That's fantastic. Before we let you go, Mike, what are you watching? You watching anything you can recommend or seen any good movies?
Let's see. Well, that documentary, the Lilith Fair documentary, I think is good. I've been watching Only Murders in the Building, which I'm torn on. It's starting to get a little over the top for me. I don't know if you watch it. And nobody loves Martin Short more than I do. But I don't know.
I'll
stick with it. I don't know.
I want to watch that show. I've watched a couple episodes. I'm going to go back to it. I think I'm in the minority here. I love Steve Martin. I love Martin Short. I'm really tired of their shtick. It's like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
You guys are cozy. You're friends. They're great, but I don't need to see it anymore. So that's kind of keeping me from Only Murders in the Building, I think. But I will bite the bullet and watch it. I hear it's a great show. It gets nominated for Emmys every time, every year, you know.
Yeah. Generously, but
absolutely.
And of course, I'm always watching the new season of the British Baking Show. So,
are you serious?
I'm that guy. Oh yeah, I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Love it, Pete.
I didn't mean that in an insulting way. I just don't watch those shows, and that could have just as easily been a joke. But I think that's.
I never do. I hate reality shows. I don't watch reality competitions. But the whole point of it is the reason it took off during COVID. And the last, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, it's just people being nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's
it's very, everybody's supportive and nice. It's just real people being nice and just trying to do things, and it's kind. And I think, you know, we all kind of need that now.
Kind of like kind of like this show, Mike, if I may.
Kind. That's right. You, Pete. Can I tell my last my VJ story?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Which
I
think
I got goes down as one of my most embarrassing moments ever. So I'm glad I can share it with you and your listeners.
Thank you.
So the whole time I was at, I was down there for 3 months, and the whole time I was on VH1, nobody ever recognized me anywhere. I wanted them to. That was a point in my life where I wanted to be recognized.
Right. You
know? I thought it'd be really cool. The whole time I'm in New York, nobody recognized me. And right toward the end of the contract, I'm in like Greenwich Village. There's we're at a pizza joint, me and another comic, Lenny Marcus. And some guy shouts across the pizza boy, "Hey, BJ!" He's pointing at me and smiling, "Hey, BJ!" And I'm like, "Hey, here we go." And my buddy's here to see me getting recognized. All right. And I'm like, okay. And then the guy keeps it up. I go, now I think he's like busting my chops. So he's right. Like, "BJ! Hey, BJ!" I'm like, okay, what does this guy want? I go, "Can I help you?" And then this dude from India behind me goes, "Over here!" Right behind me. It's like, "Oh, your buddy BJ. Oh,
that is so great."
And Lenny starts cracking up. I go, "Lenny, I'm glad you were here to see that, because I people think I'm making it up."
That would have sounded like you made it up. Yeah, that's so great, right? That he was there. Like,
oh, it was so embarrassing. And I just had to laugh it off. I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm the biggest idiot."
Oh, that's so funny. And that's just so, like, it would have been great if, like, "Hey, we're big fans of you, too. We like your show."
Right.
We're here to see VJ.
"Hey, VJ, over here." Ooh.
Oh, that's great. Oh. Mike, have a great night. Talk and travel with your colleagues. Thank you, as always, pal. This is so much fun when you come on the show.
Thanks, Peter. It's always good to talk to you.
You too, buddy. Have a great night.
All right, take care.
All right, that's Mike Siegel, ladies and gentlemen. Check out the Travel Tales podcast. He does such a good job, and he's been everywhere. So I'm sure there's a episode for you if you're thinking about going somewhere, and he has great guests too. So check it out. Tim Sauer is coming up at 7:35. We will tell you what is going on at the Overture Center over the course of the next few weeks. There's some really cool shows there. Did you watch Glee, Conrad?
Never seen it.
My daughter turned me on to Glee. And I just kind of started watching it thinking, well, this is just time we can spend together when she was in high school. And it is so funny. I saw almost the first season, the whole first season. It's hilarious. I mean, the music is great. I liked a lot of the music, but the comedy is really funny. And they have a show coming up at the Overture Center with, I think his name is William. What is that guy's name? I have it right here. William Martinson or something like that. But he played Mr. They called him Shu on Glee. And very funny guy. Matthew Morrison, that's it. And who is the woman on that show, too, that cracks me up? Jane. What is her name? Con, help.
Jane Lynch.
Like Jane Lynch. She's like one of the funniest people ever. She could be a great grouch because her character on that show, she plays the gym teacher who bullies the Glee Club guy, played by Matthew Morrison, who doesn't really put up with her stuff. Like, they give it back to each other, but it's really funny. Let's get through some of these texts, Con. This is ridiculous. Let's quit messing around here. We got to get to some texts here. Kidding around is pretty much over. Janet on social media says, "Pete Schwabo, when I used to live in Pacific Palisades back in 89, oh, Janet's got a few bucks. She says, "I got to see him walking his dog every morning." She's talking about Walter Matthau. This is when I picked Walter Matthau on social media this morning. She says, "I got to see him walk his dog every morning as I drove to work. It was a joy, and he looked grumpy, grouchy every day." That would be really cool. Thank you, Janet, for sharing that. Eric Rathsack of Ask Your Mother. They'll be here next week, Con. You know that?
Yeah.
Darn right. Pete Schwabba, he was just grumpy, not grouchy. Unless you're referring to Dennis the Menace, Mr. Wilson's character, he was kind of grouchy, but Dennis was relentless. Well said, Eric. And Daniel Wheeler, of course, said Frank Costanza from Seinfeld, which got me to change my answer to Estelle Costanza from Seinfeld. We'll read more of your texts when we come back. And I'm going to tell you what's opening this weekend. Some really good movies. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. North Carolina already has an F grade from the Princeton Gerrymandering Project for having extremely uncompetitive voting districts. Nonetheless, its state House Speaker announced October 13th the legislature would gerrymander another GOP congressional seat before the 2026 midterms. It's the latest GOP attempt to cling to power in the U.S. House. In a social media post, North Carolina House Speaker Destin Hall said, "We will stand with the president, defend the GOP majority, and secure an additional Republican House seat," unquote, after an agreement was reached between House and Senate leadership, according to North Carolina Newsline. The state has a Democratic governor, and Trump won North Carolina over Harris by a narrow margin, 50.9% to 47.6%. Yet, currently, the GOP holds 10 of 14 of North Carolina's U.S. House seats. But Speaker Hall noted in his post, quote, "POTUS's victory sent a clear message. The voters are with him." GOP efforts in Texas, Missouri, and Utah have been challenged in the courts, but the GOP holds a 5-2 majority in the North Carolina Supreme Court, and its decisions have favored the legislature in recent years. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that federal courts have no role in partisan gerrymandering disputes. Action on a new congressional district map will begin the week of October 20th. We have local reporting linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwaba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me. We are jamming through a Wednesday night show here, folks. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite grouch? It is National Grouch Day, and we've had some really fun responses. We're reading them right now. Janet also says Red Foreman comes to mind. I wonder if she means Red Fox.
No, Red Foreman.
Oh, Red Foreman is from that 70s
show. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's the second time we've heard Red. I actually thought of Red Fox later today. Red Fox was a great one, too. JB Thompson says Craig Anthony Kennett is my favorite grouch. I don't know those guys well enough to joke around like that. But for all I know, there could be fisticuffs. But that's JB Thompson, the guy behind the guy.
Behind the guy.
Behind the guy. And then Carolyn Thompson, probably a relation. I don't know. She says, JB, I thought you were going to say me. JB, you are my favorite wife, Carolyn Thompson. JB does practice polygamy. I don't know if you know that. He's got several wives, but oh, Carolyn's nice. His favorite, so he's also a romantic. Matt Harper, Clint Eastwood. I said Matt's answer earlier. That's a great one. Second time we've heard Clint. And who else we got here? George. George Chemers on Facebook says, Oscar. Oscar the Grouch is my favorite grouch. There you go. That's a great one. Thank you, George. Mike Desitel says, I have two favorite grouches, Oscar and Groucho. It's right there in the name, people. Love Groucho Marx. And then Mike also said, what the hell's it to you? See, he's trying to be a grouch. Yeah. Sarcastic. That's how Mike is. I know Mike. And then my favorite answer of the night, Tony Zimmerman, saying Pat Kreitlow. Going to the text line here, Brian from Green Bay says, favorite grouches. This is great. Mino and Schmidt, never forget. Thank you, Brian. John from Oshkosh says, of course, Oscar, he is the OG. No doubt about that. Awesome, John. Edward from the 414 says, the two guys in the balcony from the Muppets. Absolutely. Great answer. Grouch squared. Rosemary from the 715 says, Groucho Marx. Groucho Marx picking up steam tonight. John Murray from Madison says, Archie Bunker, my favorite Grouch. What a character. On a show that was way ahead of its time, all the social issues Archie learned about were necessary for all to see. I agree, John, and I love that people watched that show and laughed for the wrong reasons sometimes. But I am totally with you. A great show, groundbreaking show from Norman Lear. Edward in the 414 says, them or probably, oh, he's referring to the Muppet balcony guys, them or probably Private Hudson in Aliens, played by Bill Paxton. Oh, yeah. Game over, man. You ever see that show? That movie?
No.
Oh, it's scary. It's good. It's like the first one had one alien. This one has like they spawned all these aliens and they come after. It's really good. Bill Paxton's great in it. Monica from Mount Horeb, the 608, says, Ruth Gordon in Every Which Way But Loose. Wow, nice pull, Monica. She was a great actor. She was in a movie, too, called My Bodyguard, and I loved her. She played Chris Makepeace's grandma. And she was outstanding. That's a great text. Thank you. Malia, I hope I'm saying that right. Or how would you say that, Con? Malia?
Yeah.
Malia? Malia?
Malia.
You can correct us. We'll get it right. Malia. From the 608 says, crotches and grouches, eh? Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Kim Kardashian and grouches? Kim Kardashian could be a grouch.
Who's your favorite crotch? That's tomorrow night's...
No.
And is it a wig or isn't it? Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says Higgins on Magnum PI. Nice. He and Aaron Dobermans were always giving Magnum a hard time. I never really watched that show. I watched it a little bit, but I know who Higgins is. That's a great text. Jack from Merrimack in the 414 says, favorite Grouch? How could it be anyone but Oscar? Very well said, Jack. Did we read this one? Anna from Madison in the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite Grouch is Al Bundy of Married with Children. He was always complaining. That's a great one, Anna. And you know what? His character, Ed O'Neill's character on Modern Family, was kind of grouchy too, but in a lovable way. And not quite as grouchy as he was on Married with Children. Great text. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad says, in honor of my favorite Grouch, the Cookie Monster. Whoa, curveball. I'm currently eating a bunch of peanut butter chocolate chip cookies.
Would it kill you to send me some homemade chocolate chip, peanut butter chocolate chip, Dad?
Dad is styling.
Send a care package.
Yeah, absolutely. Or oatmeal chocolate chip. You can send me some, Steve, too. Care of Conrad. Jim from Appleton says, Archie Bunker, the classics never go out of style. Stifle yourself. That was my bad Archie Bunker accent. Conrad's mom says the Grinch. Oh, another one. Yeah. Outside the box. Love it. Tony the Trucker. We read that one. Tony the Trucker says that William Frawley as Fred Mertz was his vote on the Lucy, I Love Lucy show. But then Tony the Trucker says he also played Bub on My Three Sons. I don't remember much about My Three Sons. I do remember Fred Mertz. That show was all over the place, even though I never really watched it. I Love Lucy was on constantly, and there were only three channels. AJ says, hey, Pete. Oh, we read that one. Okay. Tom from New Berlin says, in the morning when looking in the mirror. Ha, ha, ha. Or the 1966 movie El Dorado, Arthur Honeycutt as Bull. I think Arthur Honeycutt was kind of a famous grouch back in the day. Thank you, Tom. And Bridget says, Archie Bunker. He used to scare me when I was a child. Thank you, Bridget, from the 818. Another vote for Archie Bunker. Melissa from Willie Street, John's better half. Yeah, I said it, John. Larry David. Oh, that's a great one, too. Larry David's a great grouch, as is George Costanza, his alter ego. So we have Tim Sowers coming up in just a few minutes, folks, from the Overture Center in Madison. If you want to get a response in on the text line, you may do it. You still have time. Who's your favorite grouch? And... what else, Conrad? They can text on the stream, too, right?
Yeah, you can text on the stream, Facebook,
go to
YouTube.
Facebook, and we got all our responses there. We got the Nightlight Window Fund picture posted. Leave us a like if you're so inclined. And what's this on the stream comment? My, that's a long name.
Pete Bruh.
This is Pete Bruh.
You're a grouch.
I'm a grouch. I certainly can be. Is this my wife or my kids or Conrad for that matter? We are coming back to tell you what's happening at the Overture Center, folks. And I will tell you what's opening. There's a cool movie opening this weekend. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Blowback from President Trump's decision to blow up boats off Venezuela, send covert CIA operatives into that country, and possibly carry out military strikes. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Venezuela's foreign ministry saying this type of maneuver aims to legitimize a regime change operation as its ultimate goal of having access to Venezuelan oil resources. It comes after the U.S. carried out its fifth deadly strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat off Venezuela.
Dozens of Pentagon reporters turned in their badges yesterday rather than agree to clear their stories with the government. Video verified by ABC News appears to show Hamas-linked gunmen carrying out a public execution of Gazans they suspect of helping Israel. As for the hostages, Hamas says right now there are no more remains to turn over. More than 130 students are quarantined in South Carolina in a measles outbreak. At one school, only 17% of students were vaccinated. This is ABC News.
Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. But this team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won four in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Week 42 of the 2025 movie season is at hand and with some nice choices. First up, what do you get when you cross a venture capitalist, a gig worker, and an inept angel? A comedy drama called Good Fortune, starring Keanu Reeves, Seth Rogen, and Aziz Ansari. The film is drawing good reviews so far, and it's nice to see another comedy in the theaters. After the Hunt, starring Julia Roberts, opened in a limited release last week and goes wide this week. Reviews are just so-so for this crime drama. Black Phone 2 hits the big screen to pretty good reviews for this horror film starring Ethan Hawke and Madeline McGraw. The film is pulling roughly the same fresh rating as the first Black Phone at around 80%. Opening in semi-wide release are two dramas. The first is Urchin, starring Fear the Walking Dead alum Frank Delane, who plays an addict living on the streets of London searching for redemption. Truth and Treason is a German historical drama about a teenager in a moral dilemma as he tries to avoid the Gestapo. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Mostly cloudy today and a bit breezy with some scattered showers developing, maybe even a rumble of thunder, highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers mainly in the evening. Look for mostly cloudy skies otherwise with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt and Air.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt and Air on Air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matt Nair.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 5:30, I dive into the controversy over Stephen A. Smith's commentary about Jasmine Crockett. Can a sports commentator turn into a politician? I think not.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Tomorrow night on Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, Kara Mulrooney, Milwaukee actress and filmmaker, joins us at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then from Old World, Wisconsin, Dan Hess will be here to tell us about some really cool stuff coming up in the month of October, thanks to the Wisconsin Historical Society. Always fun to work with those guys. Our question of the night, you still have time, is who is your favorite grouch? It's National Grouch Day. And now I'm about to bring on my next guest. He is the Chief Artistic Experiences Director at the Overture Center in Madison, and he is not a grouch at all. He has a very sunshiny disposition, and we love to have him on Nightlight, Mr. Tim Sowers. Hey, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, I wouldn't call that sunshiny, but it was pleasant. Good, Tim. Okay. How are you?
Well, I was thinking of my favorite grump.
Do you have one in mind?
I don't know if I have one, but I was listening to everybody's choices, which were so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Squidward from SpongeBob.
Oh, that's a great one. Animated.
He's a great. And a Broadway. There was Broadway, right, musical on SpongeBob. And that character is so charming
in the
show. Yeah, I love him too.
That's a great choice. Great to have you here, Tim. Let's jump in. I know we don't have that much time, but you have some really cool shows coming up, especially short term. I was looking at your schedule, and you've got such great stuff on the horizon here. Can we start with Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh is it's the Children's Theater of Madison.
Yeah.
And that's actually not in our building. There's a building here called My Arts. And so they're doing the performance there, but the Children's Theater is one of our resident companies. They're also doing Matilda in our building at the same exact time. So always great. You know, their focus is on family and kids, and, you know, do a tremendous job with all of that.
Yeah. I loved Winnie the Pooh when I was a kid. And I loved the show. When my kids would watch it, I was like secretly hoping they would pick
There's
that
another
out.
Grouch. There's another grouch in Winnie the Pooh.
Eeyore
is the grouch.
Yes, sir. Oh,
like, that's a good grouch.
That's a great grouch and very low energy grouch. Let's talk about Rodgers and Hammerstein, Tim, because I was in the show Oklahoma when I was a kid. I loved it. But it's Rodgers and Hammerstein from.
Hang on one second.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're cutting.
Uh-oh.
I'm having a bad technology.
Oh, no.
All right, try that. Talk now.
We can't lose Tim. Oh, there you are. We got you.
There we go. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, I was saying Rodgers and Hammerstein. I love Rodgers and Hammerstein. Love those old classic musicals. And you have a show coming, Rodgers and Hammerstein, from book to Broadway. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's the Four Seasons Theater. They're a season in town that does a lot of shows in our building. And it's a musical review of some of the greatest hits from that duo who, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein in the day were like Hamilton is today, right?
Yeah.
They were very cutting edge. Their shows had, you know, such potent messages in them. And, you know, it's always great. They're some of the greatest writers of all time in musical theater, right?
Kind of a cutting edge for the time, too. A lot of innuendo that I think went over people's head. At least it did when I was in the show when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah. And they had, you know, bullying in race issues. I mean, they were really, it was pretty great stuff. I mean, that's what I grew up on, right? All those movies with Rodgers and Hammerstein. And, you know, and people are still doing those shows today. So, yeah, great.
Yeah. All right. Then you got, were you a fan of the show Glee? Tim?
I was for a while.
Yeah, same.
And then it kind of, you know, once that original kind of group lost its steam and they started replacing them, then I didn't care anymore, right?
Same. I love the first season, though. It was one of the funniest shows I've seen. I love Jane Lynch, and I like the guy, Matthew Morrison, is coming to the Capitol Theater with Rhythm.